Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYED 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could be with us, as well as those tuning in on the East Coast at 106 Live in Atlanta. We're glad you all could be with us as well. Author and therapist Tuya Pearl is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her new book, Tell Me Your Story, but what it's been like for her to be able to, through her work as a therapist, to be able to talk to individuals, to help them through their own journeys, but also I think to remind us of the simple fact that all of us are in this thing called life together, and anything that we can do to help others, we definitely should be able to do that. We're going to talk to Tuya not only about what she was able to glean from the individual she profiled, but also what her hope is for all of you as you're able to read the book. Tuya, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. There's a lot that I got out of this book, and we'll kind of break it down a little bit later, but I want to kind of begin with the idea of course, what you share with us in the beginning of the book, Tuya, is that this work that you're doing is really your life's work. This is what you have been able to do in your life, and it's what you have really been fulfilled doing. What has that been like for you to identify what really is a gift that you have and to be able to share that gift the way you have?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I do believe that where we are wounded, we are gifted. That's not an original quote. That's Carl Jung who tells us that the place we are wounded is usually the place we're really most human, and it does allow us to relate with other humans in a way that we've experienced. So from my own childhood and my own hurt, and my own desire to bring some good out of that, I have wanted to help human beings who are discouraged, who've had similar experiences. And I do believe that empathy and compassion are the way we all heal.
Right. And that empathy, I'm so glad you said that, because, you know, I'm always hesitant sometimes to use that word with people. I've had some individuals who, you know, who don't feel as though empathy is the right way to categorize the way that they respond to things in life or respond to individuals and their circumstances. For me, though, when I was reading the book, that's the word that came to me was your being empathetic to others. Do you think that has helped you to be more than just someone who has a job and really someone who takes in the individuals that you're able to work with and to really be able to look at the world the way that they're able to and use that to be able to help them?
I would hope so. I feel like when someone comes and they're discouraged with what's going on in their life, experience anxiety and depression or have suffered through a terrible loss or transition, it's important for them to be able to really share their story. And I think that's really hard for people to do unless they really believe that you want to hear it and you want to attempt to put yourself in their shoes and meet at a heart level.
Right. I think that is it for sure. One of the things that you talk about in the book, and I want to actually just read it and then have us discuss it to you, because I think it says a lot about where we are, especially as adults. For those who have the print edition of the book, it's found on page 198. This is what you wrote to you. We all must find our own way to fulfillment, becoming engaged in life in a way that doesn't leave us feeling defeated by challenges or driven by a ravenous, malnourished ego. Our insecurities, longings, and sentiment of personal failure can become our deepest source of shame and regret, or can set us on a pilgrimage to find integrity and wisdom. That choice, I think, is something that when we're confronted with it, it seems as though there are so many things that lead us down the road of of not being able to see the wisdom. And in fact, I think a lot of us, the way we get into trouble is that we end up being down that road of shame and regret, as you talk about. What has that choice been like for you to realize that when something happens in your life, that it really is up to you how you choose to not only react to it, but also to move forward with it?
I feel like, I mean, the choice is, of course, always ours. Our ability and our attitude, the way we react, will determine which course we want to take, which road we want to choose, and it always is a choice, and I feel as though so much of our choice can get blinded by our private logic and what has happened to us in the past as well, and what we've decided to be true about ourselves, which may be true or may be filled with a lot of mistaken notions and distortion. But at the core of our being, if we don't feel valuable, if we don't feel worthy, it can really create a cloud, which is difficult for us to see clarity, see through that. And so it does begin with how we think and knowing our mind to be able to make our wisest choices. And that is the process that happens in therapy. A revealing and understanding of our own mind and our thought processes and what might get in the way of us making the best, healthiest, most fulfilling choices for ourselves.
Right. I think this is a good time, Tulia, for me to mention the subtitle of the book. I mentioned the title of your book is Tell Me Your Story. The subtitle, though, is How Therapy Works to Awaken, Heal, and Set You Free. Those two things at the end, the healing and the setting free, I think sometimes can be the most difficult, mainly because, you know, for a lot of us, we do not like the idea of being vulnerable. Can you kind of talk about, because you mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, Tulia, about your own awareness and your own journey and how that has helped you now professionally and I'm sure also personally. How has it helped you to realize the importance of the healing and how by doing that you are in a position then to be able to help other people realize how they can experience the same thing?
Well, I think that there's something about being vulnerable that feels all wrong. And I think the ego tries to convince us that we're better if we look better and if we put on a face to the world that makes us look like a success. And so there's something about being honest about the fact that I'm imperfect that is hard, difficult to admit. And yet I find that when I'm really my most imperfect real self, it's when I feel most connected to other human beings and I feel most loved and accepted anyway. So the pretending and the ego really serves to get in the way. And I found, of course, that telling my own story in this book was for me the hardest part, the part that really does keep me awake sometimes at night. And yet I know that if I'm to relate with my readers and be honest about being a human, that it's absolutely important that I tell my story in the book as well.
For sure, for sure. And part of the story that you share about yourself, Tulia, and then, of course, I'm sure that does put you in a unique position to then allow other people to trust you and to be able to open up to you because they feel that connection. You talk about the power of words for you and how that was something that you realized a long time ago. You know, I think, and we've talked about on this program over the years, Tulia, and I know you have probably addressed this as well, I grew up being taught, you know, the little rhyme, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, you know, will never hurt me. And to realize growing up how deceiving that is, you know, because a lot of times the trauma that happens to us happens not because of something physical a lot of times, but because of either things that have been said to us, about us, or even that we've begun to take in ourselves. You address a whole section, this whole chapter, talking about the power of words and what you realize about that dialogue that takes place. Share that with us and how that has helped you and how you've used that in being able to work with your clients.
Well, I definitely was the victim of words, and it's just not true that words don't hurt. They can hurt, and especially a child. And so I did grow up with the rantings and ravings of a mother who was impossible to please, who used words to hurt because she had an addiction and a mental illness. And she said things to me that I took in and believed. And it is what happens to all of us as children, that by the time we're about 5 years old, we have formulated an idea of who we are based on what we've heard, based on what we've seen, but yes, also based on the words that we were told about ourselves by other human beings, influential human beings like our caretakers. And so sticks and stones hurt and words hurt, and we sometimes need to revisit the words that we believed to be true about ourselves. And they're very, very hard to shake out of our heads.
Right.
And so I've talked about that in the book and how that's really been my journey, and to understand that hurt people, sometimes with violence, physical violence, sometimes with words, but we need to develop in those first 5 to 7 years a sense of great value and worth. And sometimes that involves also hearing true, powerful, loving words about ourselves. And so, words can hurt and words can build up and encourage. And so my hope is every discouraged person who comes to see me will understand and be encouraged through the power of our sharing of words.
Right. I think that is so true. And I should say this, as we are going through this book, we as readers are not off the hook. The title of the book is Tell Me Your Story. And not only do you share the story of others, Tulia, you invite us to be able to be a part of the dialogue that's taking place in this book. Did you know going in that you wanted the reader to become a part of this, that you wanted them to kind of use this as their own print therapy sessions, to be able to look at what you were able to cover with yourself, with your clients, and to see how they can be able to use it in their own lives?
I'm glad you asked me. Actually, in writing this book, I was motivated by the fact that most people will never go to therapy. They either can't afford it, they don't have access, or there is a stigma or fear that keeps them away. And so knowing that, and knowing that we really are in a mental health crisis, I really wanted to open the door to the therapy office, because what happens there happens in secret. And so I wanted people to be invited in and to have the opportunity to work on their own fears and discouragement, anxiety, depression, the things that are keeping them stuck and away from freedom. And I wanted any reader to be able to sit down and have a full course of therapy. And so the prompts and questions and an opportunity to dig through your own life and tell your own story.
You know, I think in this book, and you know, I tell people a lot, I read a lot of books, Tulia, not only during this program, but also in just my life, I enjoy books. That's part of my relaxation. But I thought it was interesting in the way you addressed ego in this book, I think is different than a lot of people think of ego. And I'll tell you what I mean, and you can, you know, correct me or tell me your thoughts about this as you who have been able to write a book like this. And Tell Me Your Story, I thought, you know, for some people, when we say if someone's being egotistical, we think of them as being puffed up and thinking so much about themselves. Is a form of the ego presenting itself, as you address in the book, a protection for some people, their way of hiding or masking what they see as vulnerabilities and weaknesses in themselves?
Absolutely. The ego really is set in place like a stage mother, helping us get through life, appearing to look good, masking our fears, keeping us moving forward, and helping us in many ways to appear successful and not vulnerable. It's a protection for us, and it can both help and it can get in the way. And so in terms of really wanting to know why you're stuck, why you're doing things you don't want to do, and why you're fretting, we have to dig past the ego. And that usually involves a certain amount of shame and embarrassment and being willing to look at yourself as an imperfect human being and take the mask off.
Yeah. You mentioned therapy, and this is another thing I think is really interesting. My regular audience knows Tuya, and you may not be aware, but I am a suicide attempt survivor myself. And one of the things that I realized that going through therapy, and this happened to me early in life, I was 20 years old at the time, but going through therapy at that particular time and realizing that was the only way I was going to be able, for one, to leave the state, to move back home, you know, to make sure that I was not an immediate threat to myself, was to be able to do what you address in the book. And I bring this up because of what you say in the book, because I think some of us make this mistake, whether we've seen a actual therapist or not. And one of the things you say in the book that really struck me personally was that the mistake that so many people make is, okay, they identify what the issue might be, and they realize, okay, this is the problem. But what they tend to not do that is so important is to focus on why is what happened such an important part of who I am today. I mean, is that one of the biggest things that you've seen, that people, once they recognize that, okay, this is what the issue is, this is why this has been happening, you know, or this is, you know, what happened to me, that they don't really think so much about what makes it so important to them today that it has them stuck?
Yes, well said. And thank you also for sharing such an important story, your story. Takes a lot of courage, so thanks for sharing that, Cyrus. The goal of therapy really is to determine how we have interpreted what has happened to us. And interpreted is the word. Not so much to blame, not so much to whine or feel sorry for ourselves, but to interpret what happened and how what we're thinking about it, how our private logic, how our thoughts are impacting us today. Because like you mentioned earlier on in the interview, our perspective, the road we choose, will make all the difference in terms of how we think about what has happened to us and how it can become, as you said, a powerful motivator to touch other lives. Where we're wounded, we have something to offer.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think that is what puts us in a unique position. I know for sure my experiences have definitely helped me in this profession, Tuya, and in being able to better relate to people who I've talked to, whether I've gone through exactly what they've gone through or not. I think it has definitely helped me that, because I have realized where I was coming from, and I'm able to see where they're coming from, and I think we're able to meet there. We talk a lot about on this show about the importance, and I think this book is a big example of this, and that is, and when I was thinking about my own story, I thought about Frank that you address in the book as well, to you. But I think, you know, for people to know that they are not by themselves, it's very easy for us to say that, well, you're not alone in what you're feeling. But I think when people really get that we from our own place, that we can say to them that they're not by themselves, there is a certain, I believe, freedom that comes from that. And that ties in perfectly with the subtitle of set being set free. Is that what you really hope we all realize, is that, you know, regardless of what where you are now, this is not where you have to end up. No matter where you are and what you call in the book the life cycle, that we can be better and that we can feel better about ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. Again, my hope is that through awareness, which we gain when we're willing to be vulnerable and do an internal dig, to really look at what it is we've come to believe about ourselves and others, about our mistakes, about our imperfect selves, and to get to a place of acceptance about that, we begin to really feel like we have a destiny and a purpose. And ultimately, I think all of us have a destiny to be really transformed by divine love, the love that heals, and then to find a way to channel that into the world. And it becomes okay then to be an imperfect human being, someone who doesn't have it all together, and someone who has a very unique story to offer others.
Right. I think that's it, and I think that's it, and I think if we're able to realize that and embrace that, because that in itself, as I mentioned in the beginning of the conversation with you, Tuya, that's a gift. It's a gift, and sometimes that gift comes through experience, you know, and through our own lessons, our own lessons that we've been able to learn from. I think that's the powerful thing. Again, everyone, Tuya Pearl has been our guest. Great conversation with her about her new book, Tell Me Your Story, How Therapy Works to Awaken, Heal, and Set You Free. It's a fascinating look, even as the top of the book says, a guide to overcome anxiety, depression, compulsions, addictions, fear, grief, obsessions, confusions, and self-doubt, a little bit of everything. I think, you know, this book kind of covers it, I think, in a way. It is available through our friends at Amazon.com, so you all are welcome to head over there and to get it for yourself. You, like the rest of us, you utilize social media and are able to communicate with people there. Why don't you let our audience know how they can stay connected with you and also where they can find you online?
Okay, I would love to hear from readers. I have a website, www.tuyapearl.com, and you can leave messages for me there. And, of course, I'm on Facebook at Tuya Pearl. And thank you so much, Cyrus. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Well, I did, too. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Tuya, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. I've already actually posted the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages, so you can head over to our My page at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in, whether you're joining us through Conversations Radio Network, our friends on the radio dial, or online. Glad you all could be a part of this conversation. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.